This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Assalamu alaikum and kura everyone. You're listening to Global Kids with me, Khaled. Today I have one of my favorite friends from school joining me, the amazing Fatima. Fatima and I go to the same school, and she's honestly one of the kindest and most polite people I know. She's super helpful, always smiling, and she's also my mama's favorite. She's that friend who never forgets to see who never forgets to say please and thank you. And she's always there to help others. Fatima, do you have anything to say?
Thank you so much, Kira, for inviting me here.
I'm really happy too. Thank you for coming to my show. Let's get started with our first segment. Around the World with Khaled. Okay, everyone, it's time for Around the World with Khaled. So, Fatima, you're from Pakistan, just like me. Let's talk about that first. What are your favorite things about Pakistan, like places you've visited or favorite foods?
My favorite food is biryani, and I really like Lahore.
So, did you go to any other cities?
Yeah, I went to Bahawalpur and Lahore and Multan.
Oh, I have only been to, I don't know what was that city. I've been to like Sialkot, Punjab. Sialkot is in Punjab, right? Punjab, yeah. Punjab, there was another one, but I don't know. But good thing you've been to a lot of them. So did you go to Sialkot before?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Are you going to plan to go there?
Yeah.
When?
Well, probably next year.
Oh, I'm going to go there too. So we might meet each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my mom has your phone number. What's one thing you love about Pakistani culture?
It's probably like so good and like the dances and all the things.
Oh, me too. Do you have any other things about Pakistani culture? Favorite things?
Yeah, it's like really creative in art.
Oh, yeah, I know. Do you know any other language? Like, I speak Punjabi as well. I've forgotten it a little bit now, but I used to speak Urdu and Punjabi both a lot. So do you know any other language?
English, Punjabi, and like Urdu probably.
Oh, me too. The languages I can speak are Urdu, Punjabi, and English. Urdu is my first.
Same.
Oh, we basically have the same because you've been in the same country. We've been most of like nearly the same time in New Zealand.
Yeah.
How are you and your family liking here in Dunedin? Do you celebrate any festivals like Eid and Ramadan here?
Yeah, we celebrate it as a family and a community.
Oh, yeah, like in the Pakistani community.
Yeah.
Including us.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you've been here that long, but what's the difference you see celebrating those cultural events here and in Pakistan?
Well, in Pakistan, we all family get together, but over here, we like come from different families and different people, and it's like a community more like a...
Yeah, like people, like different. More community group.
Yeah.
Where everybody comes. Yeah, that's a great... So far, you're giving me great answers.
Thanks.
What's something you like about living in New Zealand?
It's nature and it's beauty.
Oh, yeah, I know the nature. But I don't think we should probably talk about the weather. The weather it changes. Like, it's sunny. After 2 seconds, it would hail or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the weather is a little bit that good. Since it's in the corner of the whole world.
Yeah.
If you could show your cousins in Pakistan one cool thing about Dunedin, what would it be?
Probably snow.
Snow? Oh, have they seen snow?
Well, in Pakistan, it don't really like fall. It just comes in northern areas in Pakistan.
Yeah, yeah, because Pakistan, I don't know. I can't even talk about the hotness. But in winter, it's not that hot. It's like, it's cold. It's cold. I would say it's cold. It's like New Zealand's summer is Pakistan's winter.
Yeah.
Because in Pakistan, it's really hot and New Zealand is very cold.
Yeah, but still, it's your luck to see snow in northern areas. Maybe you don't.
Yeah, some people don't because they just like it how like the way it is.
Yeah.
So that's a good choice. What do you like the most about our school here, Georgia Normal School?
Well, the kindness, because in Pakistan we need to do so much homework, and over here our parents study more and we less.
Yeah, it's like a complete different thing. Yeah. My mom used to study a lot. Did your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had so much homework. But in New Zealand, we've got no homework. We're lucky. Yeah. Those are such lovely answers, Fatima. Now it's time for some fun and laughter. My favorite part of the show. Kurt's Kids Corner. Welcome to Kurt's Kids Corner, the most favorite part for everybody of the show. Fatima, you're the kindest and calmest people I know. But let's see if you can keep you cool in my games. Let's start with some riddles to warm up your brain. What has to be broken before you can use it? Do you need a hint?
Yeah.
No panicking. It's like, don't panic about it. It's like, how can I explain it? You eat it fried for breakfast. Not really for other.
Omelet?
Well, yeah. It's something inside the omelet. The base part of the omelet. What is it? The base.
The yolk?
The yolk has a white outlining about it. What's it? What is it?
So the base and the white eye.
You get a bowl and you put it in, but you have to break it because it has to be broken before you can use it.
Or the shelter of the egg? The egg?
Yes, an egg. Well, that was a great try, but even though you did lots of, I'll make it hard hints, okay? What is full of holes but still holds water?
Sponge.
You got it in 1 second. Oh, my God. Nobody could ever get that. And I'm not lying. Like, I tried my mom, my dad, and all my friends in school. Even my friends in my class and my classmates. But you got it in 1 second. I thought you needed a really big hint. What goes up but never comes down?
Clouds?
Well, in Pakistan, in Karachi, clouds come to people's houses, so not really clouds.
Can you give me a hint?
Oh, sure. It's numbers. It gets bigger and bigger, so that means, like, it goes up, and then it never comes down. It's with every human. I mean, every living thing on Earth.
Well, if you die once, you can't come again.
Well, that is one, but the other one is a little bit more... I don't know how to explain it, but do you need another hint?
Yeah.
Okay, I gave it the much as hints I can give, but, it's like if it's one, then it will get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, but it cannot subtract, like it can't go down.
Eight?
Yes, it's an age because you keep growing, but
I was nearly gonna give up.
Oh yeah, but you still got it. What has hands but can't clap?
What?
What has hands but can't clap? I'll tell you a hint. It has three hands: one big fat one, one medium fat one, and one such really, really, really thin line one.
A pencil?
No, a pencil has only one, right? A pencil only has.
Yeah, so the question is, like...
What has hands but can't clap? It has numbers around it. Inside, it has numbers around it. Do you understand?
Clock?
Yes, it's a clock because it has numbers around it and everything. But you got it. Nice job, Fatima. Now let's make it faster now. This is the rapid fire round. It's like I give you two options and you have to do it in 5 seconds. You have to choose one of them in 5 seconds. And after that, we'll go slower. Chocolate or candy?
Candy.
Math or reading?
Reading.
Rainy day or sunny day?
Sunny day.
Favorite subject at school? Hurry up!
Books.
Wait, what?
Basketball.
Basketball is not a subject. Sorry. Basketball is not a subject.
Pen?
Oh my god, what kind of answer is this? I mean, favorite subject. You know what I mean? Oh no, you thought it was like the subject, what games and things. I mean like the subject, like, not the subject of things, like math, science, or writing.
Oh, science.
Oh, science. Oh yeah, me too. Favorite teacher?
Miss Korea.
Oh, can you tell a little bit about her?
And she was really kind. She was my first teacher because when I came in the school first, she really supported me doing things. But still, she left the school, but she's still my favorite today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the one, like, I'll just tell a little bit about our listeners. So, Miss Korea was one of our teachers in school. And she teaches in room 14, but now she is gone. And I don't know, she didn't come back. She got a new job. That's all about Miss Korea. Eh, I wasn't talking to you, Fatima. I was just telling the listeners. If you had one superpower, what would it be?
Changing everything to gold.
Oh, that's a good one. Favorite book or movie?
I Survived.
Oh, yes, yes. I love I Survived books. One word that describes you.
Well, it's like really scary, so that really describes me.
What was the word? No more thinking. 5, 4.
Like that word is like getting into scary thing. Like he jumped off the thing, something like that.
I don't understand. Let's just miss this one, okay?
Okay,
it doesn't matter. It's just one, bruh. Best thing about your mama?
She always helped me in everything.
Helping? So that's the word?
Yeah. Oh.
Best thing about being friends with me?
Kindness.
Oh, I liked how you called me kind. I'd say you're really kind and you settle in everything that happens in school. I'm not lying. Whenever me and my friends have fights, you settle it up, you help us say sorry and we get together. I'm not lying, listeners. She actually does that. Well, I love those answers. Now let's do a slower part. You can have a choice, but you don't have to do it quickly. Pizza or burgers?
Pizza.
Would you tell us why?
Because like burgers is like really heavy, but pizza is like really yummy and it have really toppings on it. Mm-hmm. But burgers don't really have it. And burger just have like one chicken. But when it's like comes to shredded chicken, I'd really like when it shreds the chicken and cheese probably. Probably the cheese the most.
Yes, I love cheese, especially my mom and my brother. But I would choose burgers. I don't know why, because my whole life, whenever I went to Pakistan's markets, I always got burgers for some reason. Yeah. Cats or dogs?
Cats.
Drawing or dancing?
Dancing.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
School lunch or lunch from home?
Lunch from home.
Me too. I don't want to go to school cafeterias. When I get big, you have to do it when you go to high school because you don't have food. But some schools don't have it, right?
Yeah. Like in here, because probably in Pakistan, back in Pakistan, they have canteens to go. for little kids.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they have these cafeterias and where you get food. Yeah. And really bad food. I don't like that food.
Yeah, it's really oily and fake. Some things are fake, really.
Yeah, they don't even roast it, like, roast things. Like, yeah. They just give you an apple and some loaf of bread.
Yeah.
They don't, like, toast it or anything. Playing outside or reading inside?
Playing outside.
Swimming or cycling?
Cycling.
Ice cream. Oh, I'm sorry. Ice cream or hot chocolate?
Ice cream.
Me too, but lots of people would say hot chocolate. I don't know why. Because I don't really.
Because they, like, really drink it in, like, winter. They like it, maybe.
Yeah, even though I don't like winter that much. Sleepover or movie night?
Sleepover.
Me too. I thought you were going to choose movie night. Nice choices. And now my favorite tongue twisters. This, I'll only make you do once, okay? Okay. But this one, I only do once. But you have to say this 3 times really fast. But if you can't, you can tell me to repeat it. Oh, my God. How would I do this one? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck chuck... sorry. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
How much a woodchuck chuck... Can you just repeat it again?
Yes, yes, you got the first part. Wait, I'll just cut it in half. I always do that. Like, I cut the sentence in half. How much would a woodchuck chuck?
How much a woodchuck chuck?
No. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
How much would a woodchuck chuck?
Just one mistake, but it doesn't matter. If a woodchuck could chuck wood.
If a woodchuck... Good chuck wood.
Okay, let's just try it one time. It's really, really, it's even hard for me. Let's just skip this one 3 times. Now that we have some laughs, let's slow things down and talk about life. Let's talk life. Fatima, you're known for being one of the kindest kids at school. What does kindness mean to you?
Well, probably helping people out and don't being really grumpy or angry or crazy on others, and don't really get angry on small things.
Yes, yes, lots of people do that in school, especially one of my friends. I wouldn't say the name because, you know, it's a little bit too public. What's something nice that someone has done for you and you'll always remember?
Well, kids have helped me in all things.
Yes. Yes, that's me. Sorry, guys. Sorry, listeners. Yeah, thanks. So, thank you. That's so, so nice of you. Not just one thing. You say nice things all the time and you're really positive.
Thanks.
You're welcome. How do you make new friends at school feel welcome?
Probably, first ask them, because if you just go and say, I'm going to be your friend, they will probably feel bad. Like, I was not able to make a friend, but probably it's their choice to, if they choose me to be the friend.
Yeah, it's their choice.
Yeah, so I'll probably ask first, so they can be my friends.
Well, that's great advice, because before I just used to, not just before, even right now, I used to, you know, I say, you're going to be my friend. And that's it. I used to do that, but your advice is great advice. Who inspires you the most in your family?
My mom.
Oh, that's so nice. If you could teach the world one thing about being a good person, what would it be?
Follow Islam.
Oh, me too. One time in room 14, when I was in room 14, we were writing wishes, and I wrote follow Islam too. Well,
because like they do like bad things over here, so I don't want because in Islam there's strict rules to don't do bad things and all the things.
Yes, yeah. If you could teach the whole world one thing about being a good person, what would it be?
Kindness.
Oh, like, Kindness, you mean as being nice?
Yeah,
or
be
or,
nice.
Oh, yeah, that's such great advice. You're giving us such great advice. Really, really, really good. Like, other people must have saw my shows, but this one is one of my best ones. Because you're really, really good at this. And I hope you'll get another one. And what's something special about being from Pakistan that makes you proud?
Well, from Pakistan, not so much people are from Pakistan. I'm proud that I'm from Pakistan. I get to explain that what is actually my culture.
Oh, yeah. I would say that too. How do you, what's something that, how can I explain it? Like, what's something that makes you feel happy, even though it's a tough day?
Well, people are kind, because if I have a tough day, it's probably when people are ignoring me, so people being kind to me.
Oh, yeah, that makes me really good, too, because whenever I'm not playing with anybody... Actually, that's not it. You make me happy, because whenever I'm alone, you're like, here, do you want to play? And my other friends get jealous because you say that. And then other people try to be nice like you, too. And... I'm not lying that, okay? This whole show isn't a lie. I'm actually saying the true things, and I hope if you, all your other friends, would say that too. And finally, if you could make one rule for all the kids in the world to follow, what would it be?
Probably helpful, because kindness is good thing, but helpful is more good thing, because kindness include helpful as well, so that's why.
Yeah, it's like kindness makes you help and help and help and help, and then the whole world becomes, you're giving such great advice. Oh, those were such sweet answers, honestly. You're one of the kindest friends anyone could ever have. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Fatima, thank you so much for joining me today. You were amazing.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kira, for inviting me once again.
Oh, but I'd like to invite you one more time. Some other time, I'll invite you again. Anyway, would you like to say one message to all the kids listening today?
Yeah, always don't be mean and always be helpful and kind, all the things I repeated.
Oh, that's such a nice message. And thank you to everyone listening to Global Kids with Kidded. Until next time, keep smiling, keep learning, and keep wondering. Bye! Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Kidit on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Kidit signing off. Kia ora, Allah Hafiz, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.